Tonight, we're going to talk about obstacles to creating the molecule. We've been at this for a while, and what is this, the 26th gathering, Lorraine? Yeah, it's hard to believe it's been 26 years since that first one. Who was it, the first one? Me, Artie, and Rain? And that was it for the very first gathering. What happened to all those people that came to that gathering?
More than half of them fell out.
Yeah.
Some died.
And some of them died.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a couple of good people kick the bucket on us. But one of the most important things Jesus ever said was, "He that endureth to the end will be delivered." Says saved in the King James, but that doesn't really give the full impact of what he was saying. He meant delivered, or to achieve something. You have to continue until the achievement is made. And something like the molecule, which is a spiritual step, is something that the higher lives don't look at from the aspect of time. They look at it from the aspect, this is something that's in alignment with the purpose of God. It's going to happen, and time is not that important. The important thing is that it will happen. And so it will happen, and the disciple has to just endure until the consummation. And that's the essence of the meaning of the word for saved is really consummation, or the completion. Endure until you complete the job that you're given to do. So even if this to complete the molecule transcends our life in this particular bodies that we're in, it doesn't really matter from the aspect of a higher point of view. If we may complete it within a short period of time before we pass away, we may just lay the groundwork so another generation can do it, and maybe some of us would come back and work on that. But it doesn't really matter the length of time, because from the aspect of the eternal now, there's not a lot of difference between 5 years, 10 years, or 100 years. We just look at the 3 years that Christ taught, how consequential that was, but then look at the 500 years after that. Wasn't as consequential as those 3 years. You know? So that's the time factor isn't as important as merely keeping our focus on everything. And that's been probably the most difficult thing for disciples, because I've been at this for and Curtis has been in there with me since 1979. And nobody from the first group outside of Curtis is still with us. And then the second group, where I met Artie, she's the only one that survived the second group. And we had a pretty good group, about 30 people meeting regularly, and they all fell away.
Is that the group where we all got baptized? And
yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, out at near Cascade there at Warm Lake.
Did you baptize everybody in the lake?
Yeah, did we baptize in the lake? Where did we baptize?
Was that a Boise?
Oh.
Then we also had a baptism in Utah in, I think, 2002 or 1 or 2, something like that. that was hosted by Susan Manning.
Yeah, the swimming pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the swimming pool.
2001, because 2002 we were.
So we've had two baptisms since we began for the heck of it. But anyway, just to keep your focus on something. Now, it's hard enough if anyone's ever started a business. When people start a business, how many here have been in a business of their own head? Oh, quite a few of you, a bunch of entrepreneurs here. And was it harder than you expected? You said you'd been in the business. Was it harder than you expected to make it succeed?
Yeah, ultimately it didn't succeed because it was incredibly difficult. And I didn't like it.
Yeah. You know, 90% of businesses fail within a couple of years. And so people just don't hang on until it's successful. Sometimes they have a good reason because maybe their idea wasn't feasible. But even if it is feasible, like somebody starts a restaurant, you know a restaurant is feasible because there's all kinds of them and quite a few are successful, but most of them will fail. So you know you can create a successful restaurant because a lot of people have done it. But if you ever do it, it'll be harder than you expected, and you will be tempted to just throw everything away and go get a 8-to-5 job somewhere. So even in just regular living, when you pick something, it's much harder to do than you expect. Almost everything. Just even if you go to college, maybe your first year is... My first year of college was a lot harder than I thought. I was kind of... did something really silly. I just piled on a whole bunch of credits thinking I would go through college really fast, and I took on a lot more than I had time for. Plus, I got interested in writing, and I was doing stuff on the side, and so... I didn't do very good my first year of college. It was much more difficult than I expected. And so this is the way with just about anything you attempt. Anything you attempt that's worthwhile is more difficult than you expect. Has anyone here ever attempted something significant that was easier than you thought?
Well, yeah, when I married Sue, it was
just been a piece of cake ever since,
yeah.
Huh?
I just do everything she has.
And
get along.
Yeah. Anything that's worthwhile takes a lot of effort.
Yeah, yeah, right. So anyway, that's one of the biggest problems is that endurance factor. But there's a number of things that is required to complete something like the molecule. The molecule is different in the fact that it requires a group of people to get soul contact together. Now, when you get soul contact together, it'll be like we're one mind. And this is something that groups just don't normally achieve. There's a lot of close-knit groups out there, and they have a transference of energy, and they get a foreshadowing of the one mind, but most of them are far away from a connection where heaven and earth is linked. Because what we're after with the molecule is to create a union so that we can have a oneness to the point that the hierarchy can look down on us and say this group is ready to be connected. So the Christ himself would initiate the connection. And he would be the connecting link between heaven and earth. And this is what happened with the apostles of old in the day of Pentecost.